Hey, Donna Price here. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Visionary Womenpreneurs Podcast. In this episode, we have the pleasure of hosting the incredible Deborah Bringelson. Deborah Bringelson is a renowned expert in the field of energy shifting, and she joins us today to share her insights on harnessing the power of waves and energy to transform our lives and businesses. With her unique blend of scientific knowledge and metaphysical teachings, Deborah has helped countless individuals achieve incredible success and overcome challenges. Deborah firmly believes that everything in the universe is energy and waves, a concept that has been scientifically proven. She takes us on a fascinating journey through famous experiments that demonstrate how our beliefs can determine whether something appears solid or is waves. Understanding this concept opens up a world of possibilities for shifting our own beliefs to achieve remarkable outcomes in our personal and professional lives. Deborah shares her transformative approach to energy shifting, teaching us how to transition from perceiving things as solid to perceiving them as waves. She provides some inspiring examples of how this shift in perspective can impact our bank accounts, repair broken machinery, and even change our overall state of being. Through her guidance, Deborah empowers us to tap into our innate ability to create positive change. So get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we dive deep into the realm of energy shifting with Deborah Bringelson. Stay tuned as we uncover the secrets to unlocking your full potential as a visionary womanpreneur. Deborah, welcome to Visionary Womenpreneurs Radio. I am so thrilled to have you here and excited to be talking with you about number one, blocked money and success and how we can all uncover it forever. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, a lot of people have blocks to money and success, so it'll be fun to talk about.
Definitely. And I was looking at your website and there's so much interesting information there. So I'm excited to have you so that we can share some of that with listeners and then they can go find you as well.
Great. So thank you.
Before we start with the money block, I just wanted to start off talking about how you decided to be in business and be an entrepreneur, a womanpreneur, and what the vision was for that when you got started.
Well, I started my career in politics and I was working for the California Senate and was interested in a new challenge, but hadn't really done anything to find one. And all of a sudden I got a call from someone who said, we've seen what you do in the Senate and there's this business locally that is going under. I mean, literally they were trying to decide, are we going to shut the doors or we're going to give it one more try? And we'd like you to come and see what you can do with it. And I, you know, said, I have no business training. I haven't been to business school. I've never run a business. I've been in politics my whole life. And they said, no, we think that you would be perfect for this.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, well, I am ready for a new challenge. And I like to do things that I've never done before. I find that exciting. So I said yes, and I went. And when I started with them, their revenue had dropped from about $1 million a year to $56,000. So it was a huge drop. And when I started with them, their budget was, their revenue was about $56,000. When I finished with them, 5 years later, it was $13 million.
All right.
And I just sort of made it up as I went along. Now, I do a lot of work in the quantum world. So it's not just, you know, me out there digging the ditches and things like that. And that really helped dramatically. But it was really the universe picked me. And I've been doing that. That was back in the early 90s. So I've been doing it for about 30 years. And it's just progressed from there.
Nice. So you said quantum world. So let's talk a little bit about what that means. Because I think there's confusion, misunderstanding, not aware So let's just clarify what that means for you.
Sure. So I grew up in a very, very abusive home. You name it, it was there. And when I was in high school, in my teens, I didn't want to stick around. And, you know, if this is what life is all about, I don't want to be here. I don't want to live for another 50, 70 years. And on a lark, kind of, someone took me to see someone who became my first metaphysical teacher. It wasn't, you know, Deborah's in trouble and she needs to be fixed. It was more of a lark, but I really connected with the information that I got. And over the years, I started working with shaman, other metaphysical teachers, and applying it to my life and really making pretty dramatic changes in not just how I was feeling about myself and about sticking around on the planet, but, you know, creating money that I wasn't expecting, or opportunities, or things like that. And I started using it with companies. So I, you know, from that first experience, I started working with other companies and helping them achieve massive success. I mean, one of my clients, she didn't make any money for 18 months. Literally, her business made no money. And so I said to her, I think you're blocking money, which is what we're talking about today. I think you're blocking money. And I want to see if we can clear that away. Are you game? And she said, sure. So we met a couple days later on a Friday, and we went through a process that I now use with every client to uncover her blocks to money, because it's personal for all of us. And so she had personal blocks. We uncovered what it was, and then we cleared it away. We met on a Friday. We did that. Within 8 days, she made $298 million.
Oh my goodness.
At the end of 12 months, she made $602 million. That was the first money she'd made in 18 months. So I kind of thought, all right, this quantum stuff works. So it's a mixture for me of metaphysics, which I'm part Native American, so I have a natural affinity to the indigenous teachings, the metaphysical teachings, and then also quantum physics, understanding the science of it. But one of the things that I always tell people, and this is really important, you don't have to be Einstein. You don't have to understand all the math. It's like electricity. You don't need to know how to make electricity. You just need to know how to flip the switch.
Right.
And that's what I want to talk about, is how you flip the switch and make it work for you.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Because what are some of the things that get in people's way? Like when you say blocking, like how are people blocking themselves from making money?
Well, we all grow up surrounded by people, most of which probably are well-meaning, who lie to us. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, these are lies that they were taught themselves, and they believe them, but it blocks your money. So the woman that I was talking about a few moments ago, her block to money, she had grown up in a wealthy family, but she believed that she had never done anything to deserve wealth. And so she was blocking money in her life because, I've never deserved this. I've never done anything to deserve this, so I don't deserve money. And once we cleared that block away, the money just flooded her life.
But we're all taught that if you just work harder, you're gonna make more money. You're not working hard enough.
Well, we're all taught that. We've got that, you know, Christian work ethic. You've got to work really hard. And we as humans in our physical bodies, we only have so much time in a day. We only have so much energy in our body. And we cut out what I call the cosmic consciousness, that power that surrounds us. It's in everything that we are and everything that we do. By believing that, we cut that power out. And it's like saying, I'm going to go and build a skyscraper with this hammer instead of all of the fabulous machinery that we have access to. Same thing in terms of building your money and your life.
Incredible. So When you talk with people, how do you identify like what the block is for that particular person? Because I'm sure they're all different. There's similarities, I would think, but there's differences.
Right. Well, so what I start with is where they're struggling. I meet them where they are. Where are they personally struggling? And they tell me a little bit about that. It only takes a couple of minutes. And then I created this game that I play with them. As a matter of fact, I have one of my clients works with athletes who are trying to get athletic scholarships and things like that. And he's taught this game to them and they love it so much. They insisted that he create t-shirts, and the game's called What's Under That. So we start with whatever they're struggling with, and then I will lead them to, and I get them kind of into what I call a hypnagogic state where they're not focused really hard. They're kind of a light meditation or a light hypnosis, and we go through what's under that. And so they might say, let's say they're struggling with money. Well, what's under that? When I was growing up, my parents had gone through the Depression and the end of World War II, and they were still living in that. And they were talking about how much money they didn't have, and they were fighting about it all the time. Okay, well, what's under that? And we go through that. And then, you know, the next step that person might say is, well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that we might have another war, or we might happen to have another depression. Okay, well, what's under that? And we keep going through what's under that, until we get to the root of it. And it can be different for everyone, but the most common root is some form of I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to that, then we can start removing it. It's kind of like if you go out in your yard and it's full of dandelions and you take your clippers and you clip the top off. Well, the weed is still there. And when we can get to the root of it and pull it out at the root, then it doesn't control your life anymore, because that's what it's doing. It's controlling your life.
Yeah, for sure. So why is it such a struggle for people to like overcome those blocks? I mean, it sounds like we all need help identifying what those are and then working through them. And it sounds like you have a process for releasing that.
Right. Well, the reason we all struggle for it, as I said, we've all been lied to. I mean, think about growing up and how many things you were told. That money is hard. Money doesn't grow on trees. Some people believe that money is the root of all evil. And a lot of people believe that they're not worthy or they're not good enough because of the way they were treated by authority figures or people they perceive to be authority figures. You know, if you were one of those kids that was not good at sitting still in school and you were punished for that, stop being bad. You're not bad. You're not meant to sit still for 6 to 8 hours during a day, right?
Right. But
you like, oh gosh, I'm bad. And even if your head rejects it, your head is saying, well, I'm not bad. You might believe it at a core level. And that's one of the things that's really important for people to understand. You know, I did a video a couple of days ago and I said, if I hear one more person say that it's all about mindset, I'm going to scream, because it's not all about mindset. In our heads, we've been taught to say positive things to ourselves. But what's happening is that script that's going on in our body, that our beliefs that are buried, a lot of times they're buried. And I'll give you an example in a second. But you know, we've got these buried beliefs and we've got feelings of inadequacy that run through our body and emotions in our head that are, you know, kind of the loops that we get on. I'm never going to make it. Well, God, what if I can't pay the mortgage this month? Oh, I've got to pay my employees. I don't have the money to do that. All those loops, that all combines.
Yeah.
To control our lives. I'll give you an example. I had a client a few years ago who was really struggling, And he was a really good guy. He really was. And his team thought he was crazy because he was always making these very erratic decisions. And he was struggling with money. And I said to him, I think the problem is the relationship that you have with your dad. And he said, what? Are you crazy? I have a great relationship with my dad. And he really believed it. He was one of those people who believed that he wanted to be a good person, and he was. And a good person has a great relationship with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I'm going to be a good son, and I'm going to have a great relationship. And I said to him, really? You think you have a good, great relationship with your dad? Well, let's think about some of the things you've told me. Your dad doesn't work here in your company, but he comes in 3 or 4 times a week and he walks around kind of looking, you know, trying to find the problems. And he's always saying to you, you're not smart enough to run your own company. When are you going to wise up and sell this place and get a real job?
Oh my goodness. That sounds awful.
And this was a really blatant example, right?
Yeah.
but how many of us have had that kind of example, not quite so blatant, but it gets buried within us? You know, well, why can't you be more like your brother? He's the smart one.
Yep.
You know, pretty girls, they you know, they don't act smart. Or, you know, I don't think you should go and pursue that dream of yours. You should, you're not quite good enough for that.
Yeah.
Those things that we hear from our parents, our grandparents, our teachers, or the schoolyard bully, they get embedded in us. We may not be thinking them in our heads, but they're embedded in our bodies and they're controlling our lives.
Yeah. I think for entrepreneurs, when you make that bold step to become a business owner, or an entrepreneur, I think there's all sorts of people telling you not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're making the biggest mistake to leave your job, the safety of your job,
right,
which we now know is not the safest place to be. Now that millions of people have been laid off from their safe jobs, but the messages that entrepreneurs got or get when they're stepping out and taking that risk is huge.
It is, and we are bombarded with reinforcements of that every single day. Think about when you're on social media or you see an ad. Oh, well, if you just had this, you could be successful. You're not quite good enough. They're not saying this that directly, but you're not quite good enough to be successful. So buy my one-shot wonder. And by the way, those one-shot wonders don't work. But no. Buy my one-shot wonder, my little app or my gadget here or this, you know, two-step sales system, which isn't going to work. Buy that and it will fix your inadequacies.
Yep.
And then what happens? You buy it. It doesn't work. And it reinforces your feelings of inadequacy.
And it takes up a whole lot of your time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Definitely. Definitely. I think that I hadn't really thought about it like that, but it's true. We're kind of bombarded with all of these solutions and the get rich quick strategies. And they can be hard for people to resist, I think, because of the probably partially because of the older messages that we already have embedded in us,
mm-hmm.
that we buy into that quickly.
Right.
And the wanting that more success and perceiving that that person has that already.
Right. And you know what? A lot of times they don't have that.
Right.
What you see is not really what's happening behind the scenes necessarily. But because we feel inadequate, because of all that programming that we have, we buy into it. Oh, well, maybe if I just had that one thing, it would fix me. No, you don't need to be fixed, first of all. No one needs to be fixed. And you know, if there's one thing that your listeners can really hear, you don't need to be fixed. Now, that doesn't mean there might not be a little clutter that you've accumulated along the way that can be cleared away, but you don't need to be fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. So one thing I would think people are wondering is like, you know, like this sounds like it's going to take me years of deep therapy to get through all this stuff. But it doesn't sound like in your examples that you're doing years of intensive 3 times a week one-on-one therapy with people.
No, well, as I said, the woman that I gave you example, 8 days. I have another woman and she's on my website. She went through a process with me. It took about 20, maybe 30 minutes. 36 hours later, she made more money in one sale than she'd made in the entire previous year.
Wow.
So no, it doesn't take, it can take that for people who are unwilling to let go. And I've actually had one person who was just unwilling, so rooted in his beliefs, in his inadequacies, he wasn't willing to let it go. But for most people, it definitely doesn't take that. It's understanding there are four components to your point of power. It's understanding those four components, what they are, and then, as I said, getting to the root of them, what's under that, getting to the root of them and pulling them out at the root. And the way that you pull them out at the root is you shift your frequency. You become the energy of that person who has money, who has success, who's confident, who's powerful. And it's an energy shift. And actually, I have something for your listeners that I'd love to give them as a gift. It's two things. One, it's understanding your point of power. What are those four components that are controlling your life? They're literally controlling your life. And when you get them pointed in the same direction with the way you want them to go, then things start to happen. It's like you've pulled back that arrow and you're hitting your target. The second thing is I do guided processes, which shift you energetically. Both of the examples that I've given you, the woman who shifted in 8 days and the other woman who shifted in 36 hours, it's a guided process, leads you into that kind of half hypnotic state and takes you to a different place. I'd love to give that to your listeners if that would be okay.
Oh, definitely. Why don't we give the link for that right now? And I will also include that, of course, in the show notes. And we'll say it again later, too.
If they go to quantumresultsformula.com, it's all right there.
Awesome. While you were talking about that, it made me think, I know for some people, they might feel like, you know, this is some of that like woo-woo kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, I did guided hypnosis, I think you would call it, to quit smoking 30 or so years ago. I met with the person 3 times and he gave me a tape to listen to. And I walked into that last appointment and I smoked a cigarette on the way there. And I thought this was just a waste of $300 at that time. But at that time, it felt like a lot of money. And walked out, have never smoked a cigarette again. Mm-hmm. And couldn't explain to you really like why that was. Actually, I can. But, you know, like there was a shift that happened from that process and listening to the tape and continuing to go through that process in me that became a trigger if I wanted a cigarette where I just didn't do it. Right. And I'm sure very different from what you're doing, but I think that there's some similarity probably.
Well, everything in the universe, everything. And this is science. This isn't, you know, some woo-woo something that I've made up. It's science. It's been proven. Everything in the universe is energy. And everything in the universe is waves of energy. So, you know, you look at my hand and you're like, well, no, that's solid. Those are made out of particles. That's true. It's also made out of waves. And there's been some very famous experiments that have been done that shows that if you believe that it's particle, it's hard. If, you know, you pick up a rock, it's hard. Then that's what it will be for you. If you believe that it's waves, then that's what it will be. And they've actually done experiments that have proven this. Look them up. You don't have to take my word for it. And one of the things that happens when you shift intentionally from particle, from solid to wave. So your bank account is right now, you think of it as, well, it's got money in it. It's, you know, solid. It's not really. It's waves of energy. You can shift your bank account. You can, the woman who made more money in one sale than she had the previous year, she's learned. I've taught her how to shift time. She's fixed broken machinery. Her coffee maker broke. She fixed it energetically by understanding that the coffee maker is really waves. It appears to be solid. It's really waves. I know this sounds crazy to a lot of people, but I have student after student and client after client who've been able to do this. And frankly, we all can do it. We just have to understand how it works.
Definitely. It sounds so intriguing and impossible, but you're sharing with us the possibility of it and the reality of it for the people that you've worked with and for yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's basic quantum physics. And, you know, again, you don't have to understand the math. You don't have to be Einstein, but you do have to understand the concepts and be open to the concepts.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So how do people work with you if they want to work with you or be in touch with you to learn more? We have the quantumresultformula.com.
Right. And it's results with an S.
Okay.
So quantumresultsformula.com. They can go there and they can get my free gift. They're also welcome if they can find me on social media. I have a Facebook group called the Billion Dollar CEO. I'm in there all the time. They can ask me questions. They get free trainings in there. That's another way. Or they can shoot me an email, Deborah@deborahbringelson.com.
And we'll have all of those in the show notes so that you don't have to scramble to write those all down. You can just scroll down below the show and find those. It sounds like when you work with somebody, you have a huge impact on their life and on their business. And part of what we talk about at Visionary Womenpreneurs is just that, like how we impact and go beyond like ourselves or our business and have that ripple out into the world. What would you say is your favorite part of that and like the impacts that you've had on people?
So I really believe that we're a whole person with a whole life. And so much of what's happening in the world is, let me fix this one little problem. You know, a lot of people in business, they have health problems because they're under so much stress. I've been working over the last few months with a woman who had cancer. She had leukemia, and it was in part, we did what's under that. We figured out what was going on, and it was in part because of all the stress that was going on. There were money issues and everything. And so part of helping her with her business and helping her make more money was teaching her how to heal her own body. So within 4 months, her doctor had been pushing her literally for 2 years to start taking chemo. And she said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And somebody referred her to me. Within 4 months, she reversed the leukemia with no chemo. And I think the most fulfilling thing for me, the most important thing, is that she's getting her life back. Yes, I was helping her with her business. But if you say, well, it's just about the money in the business or the sales in the business, and your body is falling apart or your family is not speaking to you or you're getting divorced or your children aren't speaking to you, that's not having a life. And I, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, Deborah, the problem with your business is you have to niche down. You have to niche down, only focus on one thing. And I keep saying, you know what? People have a whole life. They're not one little thing. That's what's it for me.
We have that in common, that I'm tired of that niche down. But,
well, I think that's, you know, there's some that it's valid in some point if you're only interested in making a sale, but I'm not just interested in making a sale. I'm in what I do for people's results, not just me making the sale. And I think that's the real difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of what I talk about in my program too, that you can, you know, have the vision, you can build the strategy, you can do all the marketing, but if you're not building it all on a foundation of like health and life balance, then like you've created a monster that you're going to end up hating. And you see people that have monster businesses. That's what I call them. And I've, in my own business, created programs and then looked at it and been like, this is going to consume my life. And do I really want that? And so I think you're right. It's like you have to have that balance, and your own health is part of the success of your business.
Yeah.
Like how successful are you really if you're not healthy and having some fun and going out and playing and, you know, doing some of the things that you love to do?
Right. Well, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so focused on teaching people to get the quantum world to do the heavy lifting for them, because so many people in business are exhausted. They're running around feeling like they're doing it all themselves. Even if they have a team, they feel like they're doing it all themselves, because often they really are. And that's not how to live. Your life was meant to be easy, joyful, wealthy, and fun. It wasn't meant for endless work. That's what it's all about, having fun.
Yeah, I agree. And that's a big mindset shift for a lot of us, because we, going back to earlier, we've just been taught that you've got to work.
Right. And
it's not, you can't do those short days. You've got to work long hours. And
right.
So I really appreciate you being here, and am excited to go to your website to get the understanding the points of power and the learn more and understand more about quantum physics. And I've studied it just a little bit, but I think it's something that I don't know that much about, really. And so this has been really great and inspiring. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been fun chatting with you.
Great. So I want to remind people to go to quantumresultsformula.com to pick up Deborah's free gift on understanding your points of power, and see the show notes below for all of her contact info. Join her group, Billion Dollar CEO, on Facebook. Sounds exciting. Most people have $1 million groups. This is Billion Dollar CEO. So definitely check it out. And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Deborah Bringelson for joining us today on Visionary Womenpreneurs Podcast. Your insights into the power of shifting beliefs and understanding quantum physics have been truly eye-opening. Everything in the universe is energy, and by shifting our beliefs from perceiving something as a solid to perceiving it as waves, we can create different outcomes. We also heard from Deborah that understanding the four components of our point of power and shifting our energy and frequency can lead to success, confidence, and personal power. We are so grateful for the gifts you've offered to our listeners, understanding their point of power and guided processes to shift their energy. I'm sure the audience will find great value in all of these tools. So again, of course, a huge thank you to our guest, Deborah Brindelson, for sharing her expertise and experiences with us today. Listeners, we appreciate your support. So if you have enjoyed this episode, please remember to like, share, review, subscribe to the Visionary Women Brinners podcast wherever you listen. Your support helps us to continue to bring you amazing content from visionary women like Deborah. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can pick up the Visionary Women Printers Field Guide at compassrooms.com/field guide. You also have the special offers from Deborah that I have links in our show notes for. Be sure to access those and make the most of this podcast episode. I look forward to seeing you next time on Visionary Women Printers Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep embracing your power, dreaming like being a visionary entrepreneur. Make great things happen.